Hanukkah Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on the first day of Hanukkah, Yom Sheni, the 25th day of Kislev here in the United States. And already the second night of Hanukkah, Yom Shlishi, the 26th day of Kislev in Israel. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel and around the world. In Israel in particular, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Yesterday, before the onset of Hanukkah, before the lights of the menorah were even kindled, our light, the light of our people, was dimmed. We are heartbroken by the horrific shooting in Australia on the threshold of a chag that embodies light, pushing back darkness. We were reminded, painfully, that the darkness is still very real and still targets our people. Yesterday, the OU released a statement that I share in part. An act of violent extremism targeting a Jewish religious gathering at the most public expression of Jewish faith. There was a direct assault on Jewish life. Hanukkah is the most public of Jewish holidays. We mark the defeat of ancient anti-Semitic persecution by lighting our menorahs openly and unapologetically. That is precisely why this attack matters. It was meant to intimidate, silence, and drive Jews out of the public square. It will fail. At a time when anti-Semitism is being normalized, excused, and even justified in public discourse, this attack is no longer shocking. It is the predictable result of unchecked incitement, extremist rhetoric, and repeated failures by leaders to draw red lines. Calls to globalize the Intifada are not slogans. They are threats, and they lead directly to violence. We stand with the Jewish community in Sydney and pray for the full recovery of those injured. Thank the first responders who acted swiftly. We also demand accountability. Governments and civic leaders must act decisively to confront anti-Semitic incitement, protect Jewish communities. Jews have the right to celebrate their faith openly and safely without fear anywhere in the world. Today we lean in more deeply. We say Tehillim not as poetry, but as a cry. We daven not out of routine, but out of need. We strengthen our learning and our mitzvot, because light is not only something we wait for, it is something we create. May our words rise as protection, as comfort, and as a merit for the victims and their families, and for all of Klal Yisrael. And may we soon see the day when the light of Hanukkah brightens the entire world. May we be zocha for the light of Mashiach. As we recite Tehillim today on the call, please keep in mind the victims of this terrible terror attack. Additionally, amongst all Cholei Yisrael, please keep in mind, as we've been mentioning on the call here, a refuah shalema for Rafal Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Pinchas Fink of Congregation Ariel in Dunwoody, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Fink's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed, moving chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Fink will lead us in Achenu, both Hebrew as well as the English translation. We will transition to the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the brave and incredible soldiers of the IDF. And we'll finally then conclude with the Mishaberach Cholim, during which Rabbi Fink will pause for about 30 seconds, that each of us here on the call can insert the names, whether in Hebrew or English, for all of those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org Tehillim.com/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fink.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for those beautiful words. We all are experiencing deeply mixed emotions, and I wish you a Brelach and Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach, but of course our joy is clouded with some sadness and some sorrow. So let this, these Divrei Torah, these words of Torah I'm going to share, and let our Tehillim be a zechus for all the injured, and also may Hashem protect Jews around the world, our brothers and sisters in Israel, here in America, and around the globe. Thank you all for joining me today. Thank you to the OU for everything they do for the Jewish people here in America and around the world. And thank you all for joining the call to share in these words of Torah and Tehillim. This coming week's Parsha, Parsha's Miketz, almost always falls out on Hanukkah. What is the connection? Not a coincidence. What is the connection between Hanukkah and Miketz? And if you look at the Parsha of Miketz, it doesn't seem to be connected very much at all. The story of Yosef, how he rises to power, the brothers needing to get food to survive the famine, and Yosef's interactions with his brothers doesn't really seem to have any connection to Hanukkah. So I want to share with you a thought I saw from Rabbi Yisrael Belsky and add a little bit to it about the connection between Miketz and Hanukkah. We know that Paro had these dreams of the seven cows and the seven stalks of wheat. And Yosef is summoned to appear before Paro in the palace to interpret the dreams of Paro. And he gives interpretation that there's going to be 7 years of plenty, 7 years of blessing, and 7 years of famine, of hunger. But then Yosef adds advice. He gives him some public policy advice, how to deal with the situation. You should take some of the bounty from the years of blessing, store it away, and save it for the times of famine. That way, you'll be able to survive the lean years. And the question is, why was Yosef offering advice? That was not what he was asked to do. It's a great chutzpah to tell the king what to do, tell Paro what to do. And the Ramban explains that this was part of the dream. Yosef was giving this as part of the interpretation, that the skinny cows swallowed the large cows. And that was showing, that Hashem was showing in this dream, God was showing in this dream, that they were supposed to sustain themselves. The skinny cow swallowing the large cow showed they were supposed to sustain themselves during the lean years by devouring the years of plenty. So when Yosef was offering this interpretation and this advice, it's all really in the interpretation of the dream. So Hashem was showing them the following message. Hashem was showing power and showing the people that when we're in years of plenty, when we're in good times, we have to take that and store it away for the lean years, for the bad times. And this has a deep connection to Hanukkah. In the story of Hanukkah, our people, Jewish people living in Israel, experienced great miracles, and they had the miracle of the war, miracle of the oil, and the Chachamim, the rabbis, saw that this idea, these feelings, what they experienced needed to be preserved for the future. That spiritual energy of Hashem blessing them in those dark times of oppression, that needed to be preserved for future generations, for generations where there's more Hesser Panim, for more times throughout Gullus when there would be oppression, for generations where we need that infusion of Ruchnius, that infusion of spiritual energy in the future times. And we draw from this energy. We draw from this spiritual energy today, thousands of years later. Many of the Sifrei Kodesh, many of the holy works are replete with references to the energy of the Hanukkah season, the energy of Torah, the energy of light, the energy of renewal. This is all built into the time of year. But it's because the Chachamim saw that this was not just a miracle to be celebrated on its own at that time. It was a a force to be preserved and given to future generations as a gift to get the Jewish people through Golus, through the exile. And that's what we say in Al Hanizim, in the prayer we add to the Shmona Esrei during davening and to benching. When we say Birchas HaMazon, we say Bayamim Ahim, in those days, Bazman Hazeh, in this time. It's in those days, but it's at this time. It's with us here now. This spiritual energy, this feeling, and this connection to Hashem is here with us right now. Because the Chachamim, the rabbis, established this time to be a time that we need for all generations. And this means that the Chazal, the Chachamim, our rabbis, have the power to change the spiritual nature of creation, the spiritual reality. When the rabbis make the holiday of Hanukkah, it becomes just like Pesach, where there's the energy of freedom, of Cheres, just like the holiday of Shavuos, where we re-experience the giving of the Torah. When the Chachamim create a holiday, Hashem responds by infusing the world with that energy, with that spiritual force that was in those times that the Chachamim knew we would need, and that's the connection to Parshas Mikkei. That Hashem tells us and told Paro that when we're in the good years, when we have good things happen to us, when we have positive things, positive experiences, uplifting experiences, holy experiences, we have to take those experiences and hold on to them for the dark times. As it says in Tehillim, in 42:9, we read in Tehillim, Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto V'Laila Shiru Imi. In the day Hashem will command His kindness, and at night His song is with me. What that means is during the day when things are good, we see God's blessings during the day, in the good times, then if we hold on to them, V'Laila Shiru Imi, His song will be with me at night because I have something to think about. I have those feelings. I have those experiences. That Kedusha, that holiness is now with me even in the dark times. And as you say in Tehillim also, 92:3, tell of your kindness at dawn and your faith in the night. If we experience and we really totally take into our experience, take into our heart, as individuals, as communities, we take into our hearts the good that Hashem grants us in the good times, then we'll be able to have the faith. So we'll be able to have that faith in the nights, in those dark times. And this is a lesson that was being taught to Paro, and this is a lesson that the Chachamim teach us on Hanukkah. That it's not enough to celebrate in the moments when we have something good happen to us. We take those moments and we hold on to them in the times where it's tough, the times where it's dark, the times where it's hard. And Bayelam Mahim Bazman Hazeh. We're able to take that energy of Hanukkah and we're able to carry it with us. So we're all feeling that darkness, we're all feeling that pain, that sorrow after this horrific terrorist attack. Brothers and sisters killed, people still in surgery, injured, we're all davening for them. We have to take the energy of Hanukkah, take the uplifting experience, the fire, the light, all the good, the Torah, the mitzvot, everything that we're gaining and we're gathering together on these nights of Hanukkah, we have to take it with us and hold on to it and keep it going throughout the year so we're able to survive. We're able to get through these tough times as individuals, as communities, and as a nation. That's the message I'd like to share with you on this Hanukkah. May Hashem grant us that we will be able to hold on to those experiences and get through this Golus, and God willing, be blessed with Mashiach, the kingdom here of Yomeinu, Amen. We will now continue with the Tehillim, starting with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamanaseach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancho Adonai v'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitziyon Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olosecha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Kelodecha V'chol Atatecha Yimalei, Niran En Abishua Secha U'v'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mish'alosecha, Ata Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishimei Kacho B'Gvuros Yesha Yimino, Eilev orechev ve'eilev asusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir hema karu v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nistodad Adonai Hoshiya Hamelech Ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Tzion Kofkof Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos Esto'enai Ahehorim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim Va'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomerecha Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Tzilecha Ayan Yiminecha Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareyach Balayla Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzecha Uboecha Me'ata V'yad Olam Tim Koflamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos Mimam Hakim Kirasicho Adonai Adonai Shema V'koli Tichyena Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmar yah Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imecho asalicha lema'an tivarei, ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai mishamirim laboker, shomirim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai achesed, v'harbe imo pedus, V'hu yifta es Yisrael mikol avonos tov. Achenu, first in Hebrew, then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batzara uvashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein layabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyin Yisrael lirvacha u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibu degula hashta bargala uvizman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. The Mishaberach for Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces.
Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu yivarech et chalei tzva hagana li Yisrael v'anshik mafot habitachon. Ha'omdim al mishmar arteinu v'rei Eloheinu migivu halbanon v'yad mevar Mitzrayim u'menayam hagadol al levo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehem v'yavasha ba'avir u'v'yam yitzel Adonai yisevenu ha'kamim aleinu negafim usmehem ha'gadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzilas chayaleinu mikol tzera v'tzuka ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יעבר שונינו תחתיהם, ויעצרים בכסר ישוע ובאתר החיסכון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, יעדני אלוהיכם, הלך עמכם, ילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן.
I'll pause for 30 seconds in certain names.
Mi Sheverach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Et HaCholim Ha'elu.
Ba'avor shekol adam esalim ba'avoram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimorachim aleihem la'acharam ha'apotam ha'chazikam ha'chayosam yishlach lahem me'yifur shem ha'shmaim l'chol yabrim l'chol gedem v'tov shar chole Yisrael refuat ha'nefesh refuat ha'guf hashta ba'agola uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fink. Great to have you back on. I look forward to having you on again. Please God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future, Also, thank you as well to Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Chanukah Sameach.